Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Cathy Kyler, welcome to studio. Nice to have you here.
It's so lovely to be here. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Thank you very much for asking.
That's good. You're looking well. I like the glasses.
Thank you very much.
Very, very Howard. What do you do with your old glasses, Howard Feldman?
Old glasses never die. They just get stolen by my children. No, I do. I don't know what I do with them. Some of them I turn into sunglasses. Some I do give to my children because they love it. Like if they want to go glasses shopping, what they mean is they're going to come to my room. And you know,
think of the money you're saving.
Right. Yeah. Somehow doesn't feel that way. Either way, it's this time of year, right? We look back, we look forward.
State of the station.
And it is a state of the station. So I'm very excited to hear exactly how we've been.
Sure, Howard. Firstly, I have to just say, well done, everybody. You made it through a pandemic, and every moment above ground is a good one.
It's true.
If we've learned anything over the past 2 years.
Yeah, appreciate that.
So, well done. We don't like losing listeners.
It's true.
That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, I think that Chai FM went above and beyond. I'm so incredibly, incredibly proud of the team at Chai FM. In terms of adjusting our programming to cater to the needs of our listeners during a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We provided, there were two things that we needed to provide. One was accurate information, and two was entertainment, because of where our listeners were,
right,
working from home. And so for the past 2 years, that is something that we implemented, as you know. And ICASA, understanding this, actually lifted their moratorium. They put out a moratorium on compliance in terms of programming compliance.
Interesting.
No, well, they realized that there was things
people just couldn't.
We just couldn't.
Yeah.
You know, radio stations, you have to be adaptable. You have to be able to answer a need at a specific time.
Right.
And ICASA understood that. Earlier this year, they lifted the moratorium,
uh-huh,
which means that all the compliance issues...
Came back.
Mm. I'm going to talk about compliance in a little while, but yeah, I just wanted to say thank you to the Chai FM team. And I really, Howard, since, as you know, since the beginning of the pandemic, we haven't had a receptionist. There was no point in having a receptionist aside from the fact that she couldn't come in.
Right.
So all the calls from the station are automatically forwarded to my phone.
Okay, so that gives you a real handle.
Right, so do you remember last year we had this conversation, and I said to you, one of the biggest lessons that I learned from answering the phone at Chai FM as the CEO was why people were calling the station.
Yeah, and why were they calling the station?
They were calling the station because they couldn't find podcasts. And so we changed the way that we did podcasts.
Ah, that's so interesting.
Now nobody calls about how to find podcasts.
Right. What do they call now?
Howard, I get at least 3 calls a day from people just saying, I just want to thank you for a wonderful radio station.
Wow. How many of them are complaints about our morning show? I'm just asking.
None.
Oh, is that really true?
Yes.
They don't complain once about Mukundi?
Nobody complains about Mukundi. Everybody loves Mukundi. In fact, Mukundi has fan mail. Did you not tell Howard about your fan mail, Mukundi?
No, he knew it would upset me. That's
but
why.
I am a big deal. You're going to have to talk to my PA soon.
Your people. I'll talk to your people.
Mm-hmm. Your people have to talk to my people.
Listen, we your people.
Right,
we got
exactly.
your back, just you know that.
Yvonne says, thanks for helping us out, Cathy. Sometimes we can't control Howard on our own.
Darling, nobody can control Howard ever. Hashtag ask Katie.
Exactly.
So, all right. I want to just talk about compliance in terms of ICASA. And this is important because we're a community station and it's important that the community knows. So in 2019, we got a compliance report from ICASA that showed that in terms of our music content, we were not compliant. Now, the law in South Africa is that 80% of all music that you play has to be South African.
80%?
Now, think of us in
terms of Hebrew music, it's impossible.
We would lose the whole sound of the station. Every station, if you go on your dial on your radio, every station has got a sound.
I didn't know there were other stations, actually.
Yes, well, there aren't really.
Right.
But we would have lost our sound. I mean, it was the same with, you know, the Muslim stations.
Of course.
The same with Lotus FM.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about a station that caters to a specific demographic, and we would then lose our nature. So we had two choices. I could apply for exemption,
right.
And to apply for an exemption from the law is a big deal.
Right.
But my approach is, let's try and be compliant before we apply for, try and comply before you apply for exemption. And so what we've introduced is, being a talk station, we play 20% music to 80% talk.
Right.
Just let your guests know, Howard, that you, when you've got to play a song, you've got to play a song.
It's not because I want to, it's because I have to. Right.
Anyhow, so what we've introduced, we've worked it out, and we've introduced an hour of purely South African music between 5 and 6 a.m. And
that's why there was that change, because it used to be maybe Rabba Barrel Wine, it used to be other people at that time.
Exactly.
So now that became an hour of purely South African music, which obviously assists with the compliance factor.
Exactly, right. Exactly. We'd also do it at night as well. Okay. And then during your show, you also play. So
of course.
Not only are we compliant with our music, I mean, one of the issues that we actually found, and one of the reasons that it came up that we were so very, very non-compliant, was that a lot of our music was incorrectly categorized. So we've employed, for the past 5 months, we've employed somebody specially to come and recategorize 14,500 songs on the system.
Oh, my word. So why doesn't Mukundi offer me all those 14,500
Stop
songs?
It, Howard. Okay, Let's move on.
Let's move on. Right. So
you see what I deal with every day?
I know,
day,
my
Monday
darling. I hear it. I hear him throwing you under the bus every day. And you know what? Just know that the rest of us have got your back.
I have the whole Jewish community behind me.
Exactly.
It's true. Because they sure as hell not behind me. all right. So from a compliance point of view, that's from a COVID point of view. We've also seen a tremendous amount of new initiatives and new programs.
There are a lot of new programs. There's also old programs. When I say old programs, people returning back to studio.
Oh, wonderful. And
that has been one of the most significant changes, is presenters coming in. There's an energy in studio, as you know, Howard, somebody who broadcast from home during COVID, through his own COVID, I think it was, right?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
In fact, it's
not the same.
Not only that, is I actually found out I had COVID on air.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, none of us were nervous about that.
I was sitting at home, and during the news, I did a home COVID test, came back positive, and I messaged Kathy, and I said, uh-oh. Anyway, it was quite...
All right, can we talk about new programming? So, firstly, one of the things that we had to suspend during the pandemic was Chai Kids. We have an hour-long show called Chai Kids every afternoon, Monday to Thursday, from 3 until 4, where we have 8 and 9-year-olds who interview the best in South Africa. So a child who's interviewing the head of South African Emergency Services. But that needs to be done in studio. Children require to be able to read body language, and it's much better in studio. So we had to suspend it. We had to suspend Chai Kids. And earlier this year, we auditioned a lot of children, and we have 9 of the most spectacular children ever.
Amazing.
They don't make children like they used to. That's all I can say. But well done to the parents.
Right. Anton L. saying, what about South African Jewish singers such as Khoni G, etc.? Yeah, we absolutely do play them. And that's what I think Kathy was referring to before, was to make sure that when we play a South African singer like Khoni G, that it's actually recorded as a South African artist.
Yeah, it wasn't previously.
Which in the past it might have been recorded as a Hebrew artist.
Yeah.
You know, so that is that is what we mean about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a whole lot of new programming. So we've got Brooks Beck.
Mm-hmm.
So Brooks hosts a deep dive. That's Friday mornings at 9 o'clock, and he really deep dives issues. And it's a fantastic, fantastic show. And it's wonderful. Brooks, if you don't know, he's the associate editor at the Daily Maverick.
Mm.
So you've got high level conversations. Yeah. We don't have to have low level conversations. Take the high road.
Absolutely.
You know,
amazing.
Yeah. So we've got Brooks. We've also got Stan Katz, herding cats every Sunday afternoon, which I have to tell you is just so much fun. The guy is
And it's
hilarious.
Great music, and it's fun.
It's really
and it's
amazing
light.
Music.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's getting a lot of traction as well. People are very excited because there's nothing like that on the radio. And I'm even including mainstream stations on that. Jeremy Maggs.
Yes.
He's actually your stand-in, Howard.
Wow,
Feldman.
That's exciting. I'm almost excited to go away. Makundi's saying, when you're leaving, get out of here. Right.
But Jeremy actually does, well, he's been standing in for Axel Arrow.
Mm, you know about Axel Arrow? Apparently he hasn't been well.
Well, we've yet to meet him.
Ah.
But he's the official newsreader on Herding Cats. But he just has things like, I think it's rotating male nipple.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
No, but I mean...
Apparently, well, he has it. Or he had it.
Unpleasant.
Very unpleasant. Anyway, it doesn't stop him from invoicing us. We've got Michael McKenna. Michael joined the station, when was it?
A month ago. Yeah.
It's actually a month that we have been running the Chai Global Update. So one of the reasons that we're doing a Chai Global News Update is that as diaspora communities around the world, we look at our local news in our community and we look at news that is happening in Israel. We don't really look at news that's happening between one another. So, for example, Australia. Australia has a massive, massive anti-Semitism problem.
Huge.
Three weeks ago, two schools were attacked. One in Sydney and one in Melbourne. And unless you're listening, unless you're going to Australian press and looking
for
those stories, you're never going to. I mean, we were talking yesterday about the red heifers.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Six red heifers for the first time in 2,000 years.
Incredible.
Right? There are six red heifers in Israel that are going to be used for purification. This is going back to temple times. It's absolutely mind-blowing. So those are the kind of stories of interest to global diaspora jury.
Right.
We upload it, we publish at 12 o'clock every day.
I normally see my email comes in just round about then.
Oh, because you subscribe.
Of course I subscribe, because it's so easy to do. You just subscribe and then you get the email. It pops into your inbox, you hit play and you listen to the global news.
It's got a lot of traction.
That's brilliant. We get
almost 1,000 listens in the first 2 hours.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Wow.
I mean, our website gets a lot of traction.
Yes.
We've got about, I don't know, we average between 10,000 and 12,500 unique visitors a week.
Amazing.
That is amazing. People listening to us all over the world.
And looking for podcasts as well.
Looking for podcasts, looking for information, looking for promotions, looking for advertiser contact details. All of that is there, as well as the news.
Amazing.
So it's good. This is all good news. Also, who's joined us, Melanie Walker.
Mm-hmm. That's the garden show, right?
That is blooming lovely.
Lovely.
Absolutely. Melanie, it is a delight to listen to her. I have to tell you, her voice, she could read a telephone directory. We've got Gary Bromberg.
Right.
Gary joined the station in March. No, it was much later this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's really finding his way. He's got he's the most approachable, kind man. And it really comes across on air. And I think that it's making waves with the guests, with the people at Chai FM. So take a listen if you haven't before. Rabbi Aubrey Hirsch, he's a senior lecturer at the JLE in London. And he has started a show called History for the Curious, where he deep dives into specific moments in history. And there's always the human story behind it. So that's Mondays at 11. Welcome to also, I want to just welcome to Harry Seleke.
Yes. What happened to our studio audience?
Oh, we're going to talk about studio audiences.
Yeah, because I mean, there we go. Harry taking a bow.
Yeah, right. So Harry's he's an absolute news hound, and he has come on board as your producer, Howard Feldman.
Yes, and I'm...
Because Senna hasn't left. Senna's still at Chai FM. She just got promoted.
Right. She couldn't take me anymore. I think that's what I heard. That's word on the street.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's about it.
So what's the year to come?
Okay, the year to come. Firstly, we're going to talk about studio audiences.
Yes.
As you will know,
we
have taken over, if you know our building, we're about half the top floor because we have our boardroom, but we've built a second live studio, and that is connected to an auditorium, because if you wanted to have a band in studio, Howard, where would you put them in this main studio? There's really not a lot of space.
Yeah, Makundi would have to shift up quite a bit Yeah, it's not a lot of space here.
Will you press all the buttons?
I try and press everybody's buttons.
All the time, Mukundi.
It's what I do, Mukundi. It's what I do.
Okay, so we've got this auditorium, and everything that happens in the auditorium would be able to go out live on air, whether it's talks, whether it's product launches, whether it's bands in studio.
Amazing,
and we are going to do an outside broadcast, not an outside broadcast. We're going to do a live
broadcast.
An inside-outside broadcast, yes.
Absolutely.
And on the note of outside broadcasts, we are completely geared to do OBs.
Yeah, well, we had that one in Synthesis after the hackathon. It was incredible.
What was the response from Synthesis? Did you get feedback? Just put on your Synthesis hat for a second.
Yeah, so it was actually very interesting because we debated it, whether this was something that would be just great fun for Synthesis for the team, or whether this would be something that would be valuable to Synthesis from a marketing perspective. And when we sat down to it, we said, okay, what is our goal here? Our goal is obviously to promote the name Synthesis and to show our unique culture, but if we could also look at recruitment, because that is something that all tech companies battle with, to try and find high level of recruits. And so we decided that was one of our objectives. And we didn't even actually mention it to you particularly. It was just something that we wanted to showcase. And following that, that's exactly what happened.
Amazing.
Is we had a number of people contacting us to say, you know, heard about it, how do we submit CVs, what do we do, etc. So it just hit it exactly, it achieved exactly what we wanted to achieve. Besides, and I don't know if companies think about this either, is it gives you amazing material from podcast's perspective, because you do these interviews, and those podcasts you could use for your company, for promotion, etc. So I think it makes a massive, it's a very, very worthwhile endeavor, an outside
broadcast.
Well,
you were our first broadcast after the pandemic.
Really? Wow, I didn't realize that.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah. And it was incredibly smooth. It was just brilliant. And the energy is great.
Yeah.
It was really lovely.
Oh, well, that's nice to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, so going forward, we will be doing lots of OBs.
Brilliant.
Opening up a packet of chips, we're right there. Getting touch of the office.
Right, long as you want your chips well known, we'll make it happen. That's awesome.
I know that you've got a song to sing, but I want to actually just say that there's been a lot of change in the world, and hopefully we aren't going to go back to the before. Life is starting to settle into a new normal where we've reprioritized, and we also, I think, or certainly personally, I've noticed that I need to celebrate the small victories. Sometimes the small victory, well, that's where it all starts. You know, having guests over for a meal,
right? Because
for the
we couldn't.
First time, right? I did that 2 weeks ago. For the first time in 2.5 years, I had guests. And it's very, very important that we are able to do that. We maintain a positive outlook. God is in charge, Howard. You know, we just go through the motions. We listen to our hearts. We listen to that little instinct, and we just do what needs to be done. And that's how Chai FM runs.
Amazing.
If you know what I mean. I mean, that is a little bit more strategic.
Yeah, I was just going to say. It's just you don't wake up in the morning and say, what does God want from me
now? Oh, he wants me to stay in bed.
Right. And order another croissant.
Yeah, that didn't really come out the way it was supposed to come out. But one of the victories is Emirates.
Yes, that was amazing.
Emirates
absolutely
advertising
amazing.
On Chai FM. And I mean, we've got amazing advertisers and sponsors. And thank you to all of our advertisers and sponsors.
So, Kathy, when you look back at the year, what is the thing that makes you most grateful for?
The people around me. The Chai FM team. I am most grateful because I don't think that the team, everybody at Chai FM realizes the impact. Because for us, we're just doing our jobs. But I do get the calls. And I do share them with the team. But I just... that's what I'm most grateful for, that I'm able to, that each one of us is able to make an impact on the world and change people's lives, make it better, because there's a choice. You can look at your life as terrible, or you can look at it as good, you know,
Absolutely.
That's how we're at. That's what we're at. But thank you so much. And I wish you a Shana Tova. I wish all of our listeners
a Shana Tova. Thank you. And wishing you strength to strength. Keep doing what you're doing. And making magic. It is 8:54. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.